big fight today because she says I don't listen to her, and I don't. But it's not because I don't love her, blah, blah, blah. It's because she sucks at talking. I swear to God, she sucks at it. When she starts telling a story, it immediately turns into another. Like, she takes every story and divides it into 50 stories that each branch out into encyclopedias about other stories. And I try, because I love her. When she starts talking, I'm like, I'm locked in. I'm going to listen to the whole thing. But somehow I just, I drift. I can't do it. Every story, she's like, oh, you know when my sister was in college? Not when she went to Antioch. You know how she transferred because of that, you know, because that guy that got weird. Not the little guy, the guy with the beard. You know, the thing, I think he was arranged. What are you talking about? Pick a thing. That's what I do. I go, here's the story when I tell it. I bought a tomato and I ate it and it was good. Anyone can follow that story. It was about a tomato the whole time. No, she's great. She is. I love her. I mean, without her, I'd be living under a bridge somewhere. God, that would be great. How great that would be. I would love that. We have a baby, and oh my God.
Welcome, podcast audience. This is Sam. If you heard that, you got an idea of what's going to happen. All right, dude, I'm finna just throw this out here. I usually don't start my show with a disclaimer, but I see I'm doing that a lot lately. But I have to say it. This podcast may be 50% less funny, 50% less entertaining, and 50% just unenjoyable. This may be my worst show. Here's why. The reason why is because I'm looking over the Podbean ratings. Although I'm doing good and they gave me 4 extra channels, they want to boost my demographic with the women. And as much as I try to fight this shit, it is what it is, man. So what we're going to do this show, we're going to try some shit out. And I'm going to boost my demographic with women by having a woman as a guest. So I want you to introduce everybody to my wife, Tasha. Say something.
Hi, everybody. It's me.
This motherfucker has been trying to get on the show since day one.
That's right.
Now my back is against the wall.
Why is your back against the
wall? And I have to do something. So to get more fans, I have to do this. To be clear, to be perfectly honest with the podcast universe, the only reason you're here is because you're fucking the host. The only reason you're here.
What?
Me and Cap both agree that the only reason you're here is because of that.
So is
that,
it like when you bang the boss?
That's exactly thing? What's happening right now.
So you're gonna get a raise in a Porsche?
God damn it. Alright, here it is. As always, it's Sam on Just Talking With Sam podcast. Why should you listen? You know what? Honestly, this show, I wouldn't be mad if y'all turned this shit off.
I wouldn't be.
I am the true voice of radio. Terrestrial radio sucks. And since this is a bit of a sausage fest, this is how we gonna do this. Suspend it. We gonna suspend Action League. We gonna suspend our two-piece connection group. And a lot of the questions we're going to take today will come from women, since we're making this such a vagina-friendly show.
Vagina, vagina, vagina.
All right, you guys are not seeing what me and Cap are seeing. What me and Cap are seeing right now is this motherfucker is so happy to be on the show. She got a goddamn coffee mug. She got a pen. She in a notepad. Like, she's fucking taking notes. It's an empty note. Fuck it.
You have to be prepared in all situations. All
right, here's what we're going to do. Usually, at this point in the podcast, for my new listeners, I will give a bit of a monologue about my week, and I talk about some interesting shit that happened. But since we're trying to get more vagina in the show, take it away. Give me a little taste of your week. Come on. Make it interesting.
My week was long and boring, as usual. Funniest thing I seen all week was two old people sit in a hallway in a nursing home and discuss how to make cream of wheat as if they were actually cooking cream of wheat inside of the kitchen. It was the funniest thing I heard all week. Fussing at each other, saying that they're burning the cream of wheat. I like brown sugar, and it puts some brown sugar in mine. Don't forget the butter.
That was funny. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
No, it was hilarious.
You gotta be fucking
kidding me. Had you heard it? Had you heard how they were talking? They were like, me and you are sitting here talking. They were sitting there talking just like they got the stove in front of them.
This is a telltale sign. This is gonna be a shitty show.
Week.
This is gonna be a shitty show right now.
You didn't see what
anytime you stop a story by saying you should have been there, that means you are a shitty storyteller.
No, I'm not. I just want you to understand that it was funny.
Okay, I'm going to have a sip of cap.
And can I have a sip of cap?
No. No, you drink your faggot.
We can have a threesome, me, you, and cap.
Oh, God damn it.
What's wrong?
Oh, this is going to be a fucking long show. All right, fuck it. Her story was bullshit. Let me talk about a little bit of my week. All right, as always, we usually talk about sports. I am big into Boston Celtics.
Boo.
Los Angeles Lakers. playoff game one happened. Some bullshit. KG said it best. They play like bullshit. Now I happen to agree with them. Don't bring that shit. Game two. So shit. Kobe. Kobe's. All right. First of all,
Kobe. Kobe. Kobe.
Also to the podcast, I have a new button where I shut off motherfuckers' mics, and I've been itching to try this shit all day. It's called the technical difficulty button. So if you hear some smooth jazz, this is what's happening. So this, all right, first of all, this is a Boston? Yeah, this is a Boston radio show. We're not anti-Lakers. We're not anti-Lakers, but we are so fucking pro Boston. Boston gonna win the shit, and this to be honest, motherfucker,
you
gotta agree with this.
I want you to look at me in my eyes right now.
Boston gonna win this shit.
Boston is gonna win.
Yes, they are.
You are delusional. Okay, if you think Boston
all right, motherfucker.
Gonna win.
Here's what I'm saying.
Millions of people.
I'm gonna push the button right here. This is the button I want to push right now. Alright, sorry for that, folks. We had a little bit of technical difficulty. What do you have to say about Boston now?
They don't suck as bad as I thought they did. And to actually, Sam, you look very nice in your Boston jersey.
Oh, thank you!
That green really brings out the brown in your eyes.
I hear you.
Yeah,
so right. We are in agreement that this is a Boston radio show.
All right, yes, I could say that, yes.
Now let's get on with the podcast, people. Sorry I did the button, but hey, it happens. You may hit that button a couple more times. Since she has a shitty story, I talk about Boston. I'm not going to waste my story on y'all, since this is a vagina-friendly show.
Vagina, vagina, vagina.
Okay. Why the fuck do you think?
Crooked letter, why? Yay, yay!
This is horseshit. This is horseshit radio. Why do you feel that you need to be on this show? You're only here because you're fucking a host. This is the point.
Okay, if we was in a corporation and I was banging the boss, so shouldn't I get some fringe benefits?
Yes, but in those fringe benefits, you shut the fuck up.
I get a raise, a condo,
it encourages
and a Porsche.
You to talk.
A raise, a condo, and a Porsche if I was banging a boss.
You know what's even more fucked up, people? Since this woman has nothing interesting to say. And I gave her the raise.
See, vagina-friendly show. You're not doing nothing but putting the vagina down. That's all you're doing. Do you even like vagina, Sam?
Here's what I'm going to do. I am going to restart this fucking show.
No.
Girly as hell. Mm-mm. And you take the reins.
No.
Here it is. No, here it is. Take the reins.
No, I don't want
after,
the reins.
After I hit the technical difficulty button, here it is.
I don't want the reins.
Technical difficulty button right here.
Nope.
It is your show.
Hello world, this is Just Talking with Tasha. I've just put Sam out of the room and I am open and ready for your question.
I'm not out of the goddamn room.
Oh, why are you still here?
I'm sitting over here quietly.
Well, come on, let's get to some questions. Come on.
We get to the questions. All right, podcast universe. Let me explain. I'm not finna hold y'all by saying I have to get to the questions early. Earlier than usual. Because this motherfucker has nothing to say.
Actually, I want to talk about that boy that you had that a couple weeks ago about the cougar mama. I did want to discuss that.
Yeah, what about him?
That just disturbed my soul.
Yeah, he had a cougar. His mom is now a cougar. He don't know how to fucking deal with it. Ben, I think that's his name.
Ben. I remember Ben. Why don't you tell him when I told you to tell him?
Because this ain't your show.
So banging one of his mama friends isn't?
That doesn't help.
That if is he a bangs wonderful idea.
If he bangs one of his mama's friends, he's just as bad as his mama.
That's the point. You hurt her. That would hurt her.
If two wrongs don't make a fucking
friend,
right, nigga.
If you bang the mama's friend, you will hurt her even more. So, Sam, do you have an interesting story to share?
I'm not going to share it with this podcast. This is supposed to be a vagina friend. Actually, my story is so goddamn anti-vagina.
When was the last time you got some vagina? You can share.
Oh, I'm getting some after this show. I have to because you want it.
And? That's the more reason why you wouldn't get any. After the show, I can just go to sleep, right?
This is some bullshit. This me and Cap. I'm almost done with the fucking bottle of Cap at this point.
That's your fault.
All right. First vagina friendly question. Oh god damn it! First vagina. Are you serious? See, this is the shit. This is I don't shit on women because I don't like women.
You don't like women.
But
you like what we have in our pants.
You don't bring shit to the table.
I bring plenty to the table.
No, you and your woman counterpart. I just reached in the bag and I got the first woman question.
Bring it out then. Come on.
This comes from June.
June.
Yeah, that's her name.
Is she one of the Golden Girls? What the heck?
I don't know. June writes, "Hey Sam, what's your favorite cereal?" You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Well, I can answer that.
Go. You know what? You give your favorite cereal, and now I'll give
my favorite cereal is peanut butter Captain Crunch. That's the best cereal on earth. Number two would be Apple Jacks.
This is shitty radio.
Sam's favorite cereal, they don't even make no more. Peanut butter Toast Crunch.
All right, first of all, they don't make Peanut Butter Toast Crunch no more.
And he's still upset about that.
However, June, I answer your fucking question. If I ever came down to it, I'd make my own fucking cereal. I would make my own fucking cereal.
How would you make some cereal?
Because, here's what I'd do. Every cereal company has a Raisin Bran. I would be just like them. I would have Raisin Bran. But the difference between my Raisin Bran and everyone else's Raisin Bran.
No 2 scoops of raisins?
Fuck 2 scoops. 8 goddamn scoops.
You may as well just have raisin cereal.
8 goddamn scoops.
That's too much raisins.
And my cereal will be the only cereal in a can, nigga. You gotta have a can opener to eat my cereal, nigga.
It wouldn't.
Oh my god, it wouldn't go stale or nothing.
It would go stale. It would go stale. Too much air in a can.
No, fuck that. 8 scoops of raisins, and I have.
First of all, how big is this can gonna be?
About regular size of a box of cereal. It's a can.
That's a waste of time and money.
Fuck that, nigga. And then it's gonna be 8 scoops of raisins.
Why so many raisins?
Because I love raisins, nigga. And then when you eat the raisins with it, also you don't have the flakes and shit. You know how.
So why not just take the bran flakes out and just put all raisins?
No, you need something else. So here's what you're gonna do. And then when you put this shit together, it's gonna be in a can. You gotta have this shit in a can. And my logo and like how. The Raisin Bran logo.
Have you ever noticed that you never got any dry foods in the can?
Yo, you see, that's why I'd be the first. And then the logo would be, ready for this?
Go ahead.
It'd be a goat. An all red goat.
Why is the goat red?
I don't know.
that you're supposed to make it friendly and inviting. I would not buy a cereal with a red goat. I already don't like Raisin Bran.
It'd be a red
I would not
goat.
Buy a cereal with a red goat on the front in a can. First of all, I should be able to open that box.
Jordan's on. And you know what?
Are you appealing to your African American demographic?
Everybody likes Jordan. It ain't African American. Everybody
Jordans. Everybody don't wear Jordans. Everybody likes the player Jordan. Everybody don't like Jordan.
I don't give a fuck. But he have a jersey, Jordan's on.
You are appealing to the African American demographic.
Oh, fuck that. You ready for the name of the cereal?
What's the name of the cereal?
8 scoops. It'd be called Raisin Hail. Raisin Hail. That's what I'm talking about, nigga. It'd be a big ass can. Raisin Hail.
Hail.
My commercials would be.
You couldn't even get into the box, so yes, you are Raisin Hail, because anybody gonna be able to open that can?
It'd be the first cereal you could take the top off and
stab
it.
So it's gonna be like Pringles?
No.
It's gonna be an actual can.
It would be a can that you have to get a can.
Like a big can of string beans can.
Yes! And if you wanted to, if a nigga try to take your cereal, like the Trix Bunny comes up, you could take the top off and stab
a
nigga.
I think we are experiencing technical difficulties again.
Oh, fuck that. I'm not pushing that button. It'd be called Raisin Hail, nigga. And like, you know how the catchphrase would be like, they are great.
Frosted Flakes.
I know. Mine would just be, yeah.
Why can't you say hell yeah?
Nah, cause, well, Raisin, well, yeah. Yeah, I probably would say hell yeah, had a goat.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
Why is the goat red?
I don't know.
Why can't it be a friendly goat?
Because it's hail.
Don't
nigga.
You want to attract people to your product?
It's Raisin Hail.
Don't you want to attract people to your product?
Okay, if you saw a can of cereal called Raisin Hail.
Would I buy it?
Oh, fuck.
No!
I couldn't wait to buy that shit.
Oh, I don't think I would want to buy that. First
I couldn't.
Of all, I have to work too hard
wait
to open the
to
can.
Buy that shit.
I have to work too hard to open the can.
Raisin Hail.
You know how fast I go with a box of Frosted Flakes? 2 seconds.
Nigga, I'm ready to eat that box of cereal right
if
now.
If I'm opening something out of a can, I am putting it in the oven to bake.
And then what I would do, I would just hoe all the other mascots. I had a motherfucker from Lucky Charms. They're magically the dishes. My goat would just kick him in the fucking mouth. Like, nigga, you ain't raising hell. Yeah. Hell yeah. Raising hell. Oh, man. That'd be the best fucking cereal ever.
This is why I don't take Sam out in public.
Also, here's another thing I'd do. So I could corner the market.
What would you do?
I would make another cereal. When the success of Raisin Hail take off.
Is this going to be in a can?
No. This is going to be in one of those fucking Febreze bags. Because I need to corner
a Febreze
bag. I need to corner the bougie market. And the bougie market, it'd be one of those.
So you speak in my language.
It'd be apricots and pomegranate. And I call it apricot pomegranate smash. And I have flowers and the flakes. You get little cuts of apricots.
Negro, that's air freshener.
So? Apricots are fruit.
That is air freshener.
So
what you're describing is air freshener.
So what? You buy it, it's bougie as all hell, and that cereal will cost $12 a box, nigga. Off the top. $12 a box.
It's gonna only be available at Starbucks?
No, hell no. It'd be available everywhere. $12 a box, nigga. $12. I need that cash.
You are gonna sell one box worldwide.
Bullshit, nigga.
What is going to be the flakes? So you talking about the fruit.
Oh, whatever the fuck they make Frosted Flakes out of.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Whatever flakes those are, I make that. And it'd be called Apricot Pomegranate Smash.
First
and I have like four
it's
pomegranates.
Gonna be, it's kind of hard to, you can dry out apricots. I don't think you can dry out pomegranates.
I'd be the first.
So you're going to be a mad scientist trying to freeze dry?
Oh, fuck that. Somebody did it.
Wow, Sam.
And if no one buy it, I'm talking about a bunch of fucking meth heads will buy Raisin Hail. Just for the can alone. Just
why? Because the raisins look like they faces?
Raisin Hail. I'm getting hyped. Raisin Hail, yeah.
So why don't you go get some Raisin Bran and get a can, an old string bean can.
Oh, simply.
And do the prototype.
Oh, simply because they don't have 8 scoops. I have 8 scoops of raisins.
So we'll go buy some raisins and put 8 scoops in there.
I got to do a podcast.
Go ahead, we got time.
No, fuck that.
We are.
It's bad
time.
Enough you own the show. I'm not gonna let you.
I'm
run
trying
it.
To get you. I'm trying to see your prototype for your Raisin Hail.
It's Raisin Hail.
Oh, what's your next question, Sam?
June, I hope that answered your question. It would be.
What is you never answered? What is your favorite cereal?
I told her peanut butter toast crunch. That was the shit.
They don't make it no more.
They don't make it no more, so I make my own. I made Raisin Hell.
Alright.
What's wrong with Raisin Hell?
It's a hot mess.
8 scoops of raisins, nigga.
I just want to see this prototype.
8 scoops of raisins in a fucking can.
Which is the Jordan wearing goat.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Does he have a gold chain and an earring?
No.
Okay.
You know what he does? You know what he does have? Completely. He have one of those fist rings.
The four knuckle
like, rings? Yeah, with the four knuckle rings. And on both sides, when they put it together, it says Raisin Hell. And he's just holding his fist together so you can see the
you
shit.
You do know that they don't have hands, right? They have hoofs, Sam.
My goat have hands.
How does your goat get hands? Because. What is he, a raccoon?
No,
a
human? He has hands.
Is he all like right. A cartoon character? Does he have four fingers or three?
I don't give a shit. He had five. I don't
know. All right, whatever. That's your next question.
Okay, this next question. Keeping it simply, keeping it for the ladies. Yeah. Keeping it for the ladies.
It's ladies' night. And I'm feeling right.
Oh, another shitty question comes from Patty.
What is up with these old lady names, Sam?
I can't. I didn't name them. So here it is. Patty writes, it's Patty with an I, if that helps.
That's right. Is that like Patty Mayonnaise, kind of?
I don't. Well, okay. Shit. Patty. Shit. Short for Amber Patricia. Patricia is a pretty. It's a nice name. I like the old school names. I like the old school names because I'm tired of Isha or Formuto. I'm tired of niggas being named out of parts of Africa that never gonna
Fatima,
go to.
Fatima, Taquima.
If your name end and begin with Sha.
My name end with Sha.
Yeah, I know.
What you trying? I have a normal name.
Bullshit.
Okay, I know it's 80 girls in the hood named Tasha.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm the good one. I'm Natasha.
You see that? See that podcast audience? How motherfuckers just disassociate themselves from the group?
Good, I'm tired
you just like everybody. Hold on, in the same fucking
name.
Sentence, in the same fucking
no,
sentence, you just like everybody else.
Everybody said, "Ooh, Tasha, you got a ghetto name."
And then let me give y'all some eyes in the podcast. This motherfucker stopped giving a fuck about the podcast just to play on Facebook on the goddamn iPhone.
I'm not on the Facebook.
I hope. The people at Podbean is listening to this shit. Just
I'm advertising.
Just so we can get women listeners. This is all because I get women listeners. Because they feel as though the demographic with mine, I put women down. I don't put y'all down. I educate, nigga. I educate women.
How are you educating?
Because I'm telling y'all shit y'all shouldn't
do. I feel smarter.
Can we go back to Patty?
Go on, hit Patty.
All right, Patty. Oh, shit. I'll let you take the lead on this one.
Okay.
Why do men go for hoes instead of real women like myself?
Because
take the
real
lead. Go
women
ahead.
Like yourself have too many darn obstacles. They don't want to go through all that. They got to feed you. They got to clothe you. They got to put gas in your car. They possibly got to help raise your kids. With a hoe is just what it is. They get what they want in and out. No questions asked. That's why men go for hoes instead of for good women like you. Another reason a lot of them are not ready to take all of the baggage that comes with you. So go for the easiest target, which would be a hoe.
You done?
You want to chime in?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Maybe. All right. I give you the whole easy part. Let's break down this fucking question. Let me tell you something, Patty. Patty needs to shut the fuck up because if you
what?
Listen to this.
Oh, goodness.
If you listen to this question, real women like myself. This bitch is fishing for compliments in the question.
Okay. How is she?
Real women like. I don't know you, Patty.
Okay.
How
true.
The fuck I know you real? And maybe I want some fake. How
maybe
real are we talking?
Saying, like,
am I talking real nappy hair? You got the fucking Ellen DeGeneres haircut? It's real. It's all mine. Your face full of acne. Is that real? Is that real enough?
Is she maybe she's saying real as though like she has her stuff together. She's just waiting
okay.
for her Prince
apparently,
Charming.
If you listen to the her. Question, she ain't got her shit together because she looking for a man. If she have her shit together.
And another thing, Patty, you do not look for men. That's where a lot of women get off wrong at. Do not look for a man. Ever. Don't go out to bars with your titties pressed up to look for a man.
Patty.
Because you're going to get just
Patty,
what you asked for.
Patty, don't listen to that. Go to bars with your titties pressed up. go
then
to
she
bars.
Gonna be a hoe.
Sometimes you gotta play the part. Sometimes I don't know where you from.
But no, if she
hold on, wait. Let me talk to Patty. Patty, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to a neighborhood bar. I want you to come, cause you're a real woman. Real is just woman code for meat. That's what it is. Real, anytime somebody say real, that's just code for they got a little meat, they got some rolls on them. I'm not against meat. But go to the bar.
He likes meat, trust me.
Go to the bar with your titties pressed up, your ass hanging out. I need you to ask the bartender for a man named P-Dub.
Who?
P-Dub. You know who the fuck I'm talking to. If you meaty as I think you are, I need you to ask the bartender. I'll tell you the bar to go to. Northern Lights. I give him a plug. Ask the bartender for P-Dub. See if you get some real.
Who is P-Dub?
That nigga knows who I'm talking to. And that motherfucker he's probably listening right now.
Oh, Jesus.
And if P-Dub is listening, you did it, man. I gotta look out, nigga. I gotta look out. Just because I'm finna jump the broom don't mean you can't have no fun.
Patty, listen to
Patty
me.
Patty goes with your titty pressed out.
Patty, you listen to me.
It's okay.
You don't do that. Do not do that. Not smart.
Oh,
do not
man.
Look for a man.
That wasn't me.
Let
that
man
I gotta
find
throw that
you.
Out there. You know who I'm talking to.
Let the man find you. Sam, I didn't go looking for Sam.
I know.
Sam found me.
Yeah, I found her.
I had my titties pressed up, but I was in church.
See, Patty? If you don't learn anything about this, when you go somewhere.
I mean, not pressed up, but like when you had a booty sitting on your chest. That's what I mean by pressed up. And they all glistening
anything,
with
Patty,
baby oil.
Go with your titties pressed up. And Patty, as always, shut the fuck up. You always talk
why
about
you
go for hoes.
Why you gotta tell them to shut up?
All right, here's who I'm talking to. You said it, why they go for hoes? Because, now this is controversial, women. A woman's default setting, excuse me, a single woman's default setting is hoe. That's your default setting.
I was a single woman, but I wasn't a hoe.
Yes, you were. You just didn't know it.
What?
Let me explain.
Please do.
Just because you're a hoe don't mean you out on the corner. Hoes, all right, here's what I mean. When you a hoe, you're just another name in somebody's Rolodex. But the catch 22 is, in order to become a name in a man's Rolodex, you have to play the whole card. So, if you get in the man's Rolodex, you come in the game, ho, that is your default setting. Whatever you do with that man, you elevate.
So that was my default setting
yes,
with you.
Yes, it is.
Why?
Huh?
Why was that my default setting with
because
you?
Because you didn't prove
yourself. Because you didn't know nothing else about
me. I didn't know nothing else.
So I automatically was a hoe.
Yes. Default setting.
And then what did I sway you?
Over time, you gain levels of clearance. You climb up the ladder. You climb up the ladder. You climb up the ladder. Then when you climb up the ladder to where you are, you're not a hoe no more. You wherever you are in the ladder.
Where am I exactly?
I'm not finna discuss that right now. You should know where you stand. But here's what's interesting, ladies. You can lose the shit. Because, alright, let me just throw it out there. How do men and women fall apart?
What do you mean?
What's the most common thing with men and women split?
Cheating.
Okay, you cheat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Now, this is when you go back to your default hoe settings.
Wow.
Okay, if you cheat, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had to go with another nigga. So that makes you a hoe. If I decide to keep you, you just a hoe on my phone. You a hoe because you hold yourself out. To another dude.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
But I didn't. What if, let's say I didn't get any monetary anything.
So what? You got hoe. That's why I call it hoe. You got hoe.
So if you cheat on me.
But if I cheat, right?
Uh-huh.
If I cheat, what you gonna do?
First of all.
Hold on. Just answer the question honestly. If I cheat, what you gonna do?
Cut you.
Yeah. You don't get. We talked about the two-piece combination. You don't do all this shit. You probably fuck up some of my clothes. Fuck up my car. But in the end game, what you gonna do?
I'm leaving.
You leaving, right?
Yes.
That means you have to go back to your default settings and be a hoe for somebody else so you can work up the ranks for somebody else. You go back. Hoe is the default setting.
Your default setting.
Say I'm wrong. How is the default setting?
You're wrong.
You know I'm not. You know
my default
up?
Setting was Angel Church Girl.
Bullshit. You just
I
hold that was
choir
founder
robe
church.
On.
You was hold that was founder. The woman default said, "I know how it sounds. You don't want to hear the shit, but sometimes y'all need a little medicine." This is why I say I'm trying to educate. Y'all default setting is hoe. When you get in the door, when you get in the door as hoe, you perform your hoe duties, and then, since you win the game, you work yourself up the ladder. And then when you work yourself up the ladder, you stop being hoe, and you become whatever you worked into.
Wife.
Okay, great. Your wife level now. You at that level. But, yet every ending has to have a beginning, and that level was hoe. It's that simple.
I want to cut you.
But you know I'm right.
I don't like you.
You know I'm right. All I want you to say is I'm right. Me and Cap, both of Cap agree with
hit
me.
Hit that technical difficulty button.
I'm not going to hit that. All those who disagree with my whole default setting, the women, please email me at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com.
I'm emailing you right now from my
justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. No G in talking. Because, I don't know, I don't know how many shows into it. People are still getting lost. Just talking with Sam. Oh, and if y'all are against the whole ratio, the whole education I just gave, please attention your letters, whole education.
Okay, I just sent you an email.
I'm sure you did. But it's a whole education. You just got a little bit smarter, didn't you?
No.
Every woman, I know it's sexist, but every default setting is a hoe. Okay, on a first date. On a first date.
On our first
Patty, date. I hope you listen. We still with you. On a first date, how do you dress? What are you dressing like?
I had on jeans.
No. Not what you had on. What would you put on?
Jeans, a shirt, and some boots or some shoes.
Kinda everyday clothing, right?
Yeah.
You know who wears everyday clothing? Hoes.
Hoes wear hoe clothing.
What is hoe clothing?
Short skirts, titties up. That's the thing. The
not really.
Pressed up.
Okay, was your titties pressed out day one?
They were pressed
yes or
up.
Yes or no? That's a yes or no question.
No.
He's a goddamn liar.
My titties
podcast
were pressed
world,
up.
Podcast world, she just lied. I was
how did I look? How did I look, Sam?
Okay, yeah, you had on the jeans and the t-shirt shit, but it may have been the tightest t-shirt you fucking owned. And then you had the, I don't know, that water bra, Apex bra, whatever Victoria's Secret come out with. You had a whole arsenal. I give you that.
Say that.
You had a whole arsenal. So you admit you have whole arsenal.
I can admit that.
Whole arsenal is default setting. You went default setting as a hoe. That's just what it is.
Okay, so what was I supposed to wear? Granny panties?
Okay. Let's do the whole test.
So let's
right
say
now.
If I had on a sports bra and some granny
okay,
panties.
Okay, all right. First of all.
What's the whole test?
Whole test right now. Whole test right now.
Yes.
You ready?
Yeah.
You ready to take the whole test?
Yep.
You ready to take the whole test?
Yep.
Now, dudes, when you try this at your own risk. They gonna lie to you. Let's say, all right, let's face it. The only reason you're here because you're fucking hoes, right? We both agree on that, right? That's a whole move already. You ain't even got to agree to it. That's a whole move already. But if something happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
If something happened, I need you to answer honestly.
Okay.
You went to the doctor, and they said, Tasha, we got to do a pussyectomy. There's nothing that can go in your pussy without dying, and if you have vaginal sex right now, you will die.
Mm-hmm.
Your partner will live. Whoever else will live. You will die in vaginal intercourse. What would you do? What would you do? What would you do with me, the guy that you supposed to be a hoe for? What would you do?
I have two other hoes.
See that? What would you do with me?
I have two other hoes.
You see that? That's what I'm talking about. That's a whole test. You failed the whole test.
How did I fail?
Wanna know how you failed? Because the only thing you relied to is sex. Now, one thing, you could have said.
I thought we were talking about
hold on.
Sex.
No, now one time you said, I would learn to tell interesting stories.
Okay, I would
learn how to play
I
Xbox.
Would charm you
I would learn.
I mean,
I hang out. I would learn about the NBA finals. I sit down. I get closer with you. Now, one time did you say, I would do some shit to get closer with you and build deeper relationship. It just says
I'll find a way to cure cancer.
No, you just went for shit, I gotta let him fuck me in the ass. You just failed the whole test. Guys, if you want to test the wholeness of your woman, That's the whole test. See what they choose. The first thing out of her mouth, I got two other hoes, nigga. All right, I'm good. You know, one for three ain't bad.
I thought we were just talking about sex, and if we weren't just talking about, I can answer the question better.
You see that? Hoes went, that hoes go for sex. You said it. That was your words. Hoes go for sex. You didn't say, I'm going to try to make a deeper relationship. I'm going to try all that chick flick Lifetime bullshit. That was the time to use it.
I don't watch
Lifetime. That was the time to use all of that. I want to be with you. Notebook. What's another chick flick movie? All that shit you were supposed to use. That Titanic shit. That was the time to use it. You failed the whole test. So Patty, I know this is a long drawn out way to say this, but I'm sorry, baby. You gotta be a hoe. You gotta be a hoe. Patty, you come in the game. All right, look, Patty. I don't know your deal. You come in the game as a hoe. Patty. I'm just saying, why do you have notes? That's been pissing me off all show. What the fuck? There's nothing on that paper.
Why are you in my business? Get you some business.
Who the fuck has notes and no... What happened to the pen? You had a pen at the beginning of the show.
It's up your butt.
Oh, God damn it. But anyway, Patty.
Get you some Patty, business.
You have to be a hoe. I'm sorry. That's just what it is. And you talk about you're a real woman. That may be true, Patty. That may be true. But the easiest way, what's the saying? The easiest way to a man's heart is through his stomach. That's bullshit. Unless that motherfucker's hungry for some pussy, you gotta be a hoe. That's my final thought on that. I'm gonna Jerry Springer this thing. Patty, gotta be a hoe. You got any final thoughts for Patty before we move to the next question?
Patty,
and her wholeness?
Be yourself. But.
That's fucked up.
When you find your man, you can be a hoe then.
See that? See, that's just
but
backwards.
When your man comes to you, you be a hoe then.
See, Patty's in a predicament because she's been being herself. She's so real, she ain't got a man. That's why she sent the fucking letter.
Hey, what's the next question?
Nah. Patty. Po be
Patty.
A hoe.
Poe Patty.
Remember, Northern Lights, P-Dub. Throw
Poe
it out
Patty.
There. Throw it out Be a hoe, Patty.
Where is Northern Lights, by the way?
Man. Seriously? Alright, fuck it. I like the bar. I'm not going to give them that much of a fucking plug without getting a little... without getting a little cash.
You want them to give you a little green glory?
Yeah, a little cash on that. I need a little cash if I'm giving them business throughout the podcast. I'm not saying it ain't a good ass bar. It's a kick ass bar. It's a good bar. They got the little hustle thing. Last time I was there, they played one of those songs I ain't heard in a long ass time. Morris Day and the Time, Get It Up.
Get it up.
Yeah. Get it up.
Let's
go. And hustling and shit. And they had Cap on tap. They had Cap on tap. I respect any bar that
most
had
bars
Cap.
Do have Cap. It's cheap.
See? Cap is not cheap. Cap is, what's the word I want to look for?
Economical?
Nah. It's a cap for all seasons. You got the general cap. A lot of people don't know this.
I do like tattoo, though. That's
you got cap tattoo. That's kind of like your upper class.
I won't say it's upper class. That's like you got the younger crowd.
You got your, was it Lime Bite, the new shit they just came out with because of summer? And they got a cap silver. Silver is all right. You got a cap for all seasons. I'm an original cap guy.
I like
Spice Rum.
What about the private stock? If you left that one
out. Oh, yeah. Private stock. No, private stock would be higher.
It's higher.
It's higher than tattoo. That would be like
the...
the
next one up from tattoo. But tattoo is more...
I think private stock is the highest one.
Only thing about tattoo turns your tongue black, so...
That's why they call it tattoo.
I know. You can't drink too much.
Yeah, you can't drink it too much because...
Or if you... That's what happens when you drink it by yourself. If you mix it with something, it won't turn
if you
your
mix
tongue
with,
black.
Yeah. Yeah, if you mix it with like Pepsi or Coke or... Whatever the fuck you mix cap with. Whatever you feel like. I'm personally a cola guy.
Just give me two shots of Patron and a lime wedge and I'm good to go.
See that? You see that? You know who orders like that? Hoes.
I didn't say a glass of Nouveau or Moet Rosé, did I? That's hood rat.
No, that's old hoes. still hoe. Whatever category of hoe you fit in, no, you want to fit in.
If I ordered a glass of,
hold on.
No, him.
I can tell your hoeness by the drink you order. Give me another drink.
All right, give me a tequila sunrise.
Tequila sunrise. Mm-hmm. That's a hoe with 3 kids. I can tell your hoe this by what you drink.
A vodka water.
New hoe.
Why is that a new hoe?
Because new hoes don't want to get drunk around people they don't know. So what they do, they always order light. They always order light shit. Hmm. They don't order dark. They order light shit and they chase it down with water.
Hennessy and Coke.
Oh, that's a hoe I could deal with.
Now that's an old hoe.
No, that ain't an old hoe. That's a hoe for all seasons, nigga. Hennessy and Coke, you got to be more specific. Hennessy and Coke, that's a hoe you could deal with.
Hypnotic and give me okay, Incredible Hulk, even though it's an older drink. Incredible Hulk.
That is honestly, that's a college hoe. She wanna be trendy, so she orders some
college hoe from 2004.
Yeah, I can say that.
Alright, Amaretto Stone.
Now that's your old hoe.
Oh, what you trying to say?
Hey. Anyone who orders an Amaretto, anything, that's some years.
What about a glass of Ace of Spades?
Glass of Ace of Spades, I don't know if you can get either older than the old hoe.
Glass is a bougie hoe.
It's a old hoe with money, yeah.
$319 a bottle.
Yeah, I know. That's a hoe who just got her taxes back.
I call them income tax ballers.
That's a hoe that just got paid.
Income tax ballers.
I'm telling you, Patty. I know we supposed to jump the question, but shit, Patty, do you understand the levels of hoe?
Ooh.
Do you understand the levels of hoe we giving you? I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Just own up to it, Patty. If you could own up to being a hoe, life would go so much easier. It's just the mystery. You think somebody gonna talk behind your back. Patty, they talking behind your back? Nah. Everybody got some bitch where they work that can't stand you.
Yeah.
So they talking about your back, just own up to being a hoe. At least hoes get dick and not
send. Nobody brags about getting, let me clear that up. Nobody brags about getting dick.
You's a lie.
I kid you.
Here's what I'm gonna do.
Y'all brag about getting pussy.
Here's what I'm
gonna
do.
We don't brag about getting dick.
Here's what I'm gonna do.
Dick is dick.
Really?
Oh, well, we'll say he sucked.
There it is. There it is. That's.
But it's not like, oh my god, I just got some dick. Oh yeah.
Oh, it's simple. It's not. Because of the double standard with women. Because it's a technique. It's a suave to guys. We gotta be on our shit every time we talk to you.
So first time we, you know, did you go back and tell anybody?
Yeah, you gotta get the victory story.
What you say?
Got it.
Oh, you did.
Got it. You got to get your victory story because
and
what a guy does.
What did your boy say? What did your boy say?
I hear you. It was I hear you and how. Because you got to give them the story. The story is how you did it, because not how, not the action of how, but
what, how'd you talk me into
how'd
it?
How'd you talk you into it? Because every guy who's talking to any woman is a fucking. He has to come. I talked about this in the last show when I talked about the gimmicks. He has to use some type of trickery. He has to use some type of swab. He has to use some type of swagger. He has to use something out of the bag.
Jack off.
So
fingers.
One of the thing is, one of the things he has to do.
Okay, press pause. This jack off machine.
No. I ain't gonna press pause. First of all, I happen to like this commercial.
I know you like this commercial.
It's
like they look like they jacking off somebody. The jack off weight.
And it's a bunch of old hoes in this commercial. But anyway, when I talk about about the swagger, you gotta have some swagger to get a girl. But a girl, I call this, it's the opposite. All you gotta do is be there. You be there, you don't have to do shit. All you gotta do is sit down, look hoeish, you get free drinks. And to some degree, you can pick and choose who you
want
to
fuck that
night. You
are the only guy that's bought me drinks out in a club or something.
See? You wouldn't hoes. You wouldn't hoes, no.
But I didn't go to a club until I got with you, so.
Who fault was that? Should have been a hoe. You got more free drinks. You would have got more free drinks.
I don't want to buy a drink so guys will think they're going to get something afterwards. You keep your drinks.
See, but that's the point. See, that's the point right there.
I'm not into trickery. I'm not going to trick a guy into doing anything for me.
You said goddamn lie. You tricked me into taking out the fucking garbage last night.
Shut up.
See? It's still a trick.
So?
That's still a trick.
So how did I trick you to take out the garbage, Sam? And I said, ooh, I'll be up waiting for you when you get back if you take the garbage out.
No, you didn't say that shit. Here's what you said. Baby, I'm tired. Could you please get the garbage? So you shut the fuck up. I took the garbage out. See that? That's trickery. Okay. That's the same shit y'all would do in ordering drinks.
I can't stand if I was up doing jumping jacks when you came back in the house.
Hell, you might as well. You got up good as hell to turn up to that fucking, was it Bridezilla's?
Hey, we're getting married in a couple months. I have to watch shows like that.
See that? That's bullshit. That's trickery. But anyway, next question. Next question. Oh, shit. We wasted a lot of time on Patty because I'm looking at the, oh, you're going to enjoy this one. You're going to enjoy this one. I see this right now. You can take it. Okay. This is from Roxanne. Roxanne, I recently fell out of love with my boyfriend.
Roxanne.
Oh, can I read the fucking question? No. I recently fell out of love with my boyfriend. He's a great catch. He's smart. He's funny and strong in many ways. He's the perfect guy, but isn't right for me. What is the least painful way to break up with him? Just go, cause
there is not a non-painful way to break up with somebody. Bullshit. Unless it's a mutual agreement.
Bullshit.
No, it's not.
No, go ahead. First of all, let me answer the question. Go ahead.
It's not a non-painful way to break up with somebody. I was listening to a song. It's called, by Music Soul Child. It's called Dear John. He was planning to go on this trip with this girl. And everything. She's packing her bag. She's getting ready to go. And next thing you know, Mr. Telephone Man calls her, leaves a message talking about some, they can't be together, and this and this and that, this and this and that. So he didn't come to her face and break up with her. He did it over voicemail. That's one of the worst way to break up with somebody. I say, if you feel as though you can't be with him, or you're wavering not being with them, you got to weigh the pros and cons of your relationship. What good has he done? Has he done anything bad? Or hasn't he done anything bad? How does he benefit your life? And how doesn't he benefit your life?
I hope y'all listen to this shit.
I'm serious. She has to do that.
To this shit.
Or all the, if all this fails, bang his brother.
Contract.
Bang his brother. There you go. Bang his brother.
She said least painful way. Now you're finna get somebody ass whooped. See, this is why you're not good at this show. You're not good. Now you just, not only did you get one person ass whooped, you got two.
Okay.
You got two people ass whooped. You don't understand my demographic. It's a bunch of crazies who listens to my show.
Okay.
All right, first of all, here's what you do. Here's what you do. Roxanne. All right, fuck was that? But anyway, Roxanne, all right. I got it for you. Here's what you do. You want to break up with your boyfriend the least painful way possible. Do these steps, motherfucker. Do these steps.
Where she gonna be all at?
Do these steps and you got it. Alright, first of all, I agree with this motherfucker. You do have to tell him what's going on. You gotta tell him you want to leave and yada yada yada. Then after that, go over his house. Pack your shit. Just pack up all your stuff. Anything that's yours. Don't take his shit.
Take stuff
that belongs to you. Nobody interrupted your ass when you gave that bullshit solution. So you don't interrupt.
What's up with the hostility, dude?
Because you just got two people ass whooped. You got two people ass whooped because you listen to a fucking Music Soul Child song. So Roxanne, I think you need to pay attention to me unless you feel like fighting.
She might feel like fighting.
God damn it. Roxanne, this is what you do. Tell them, then pack your shit. Go over your house, just pack your shit, and talk it away. And then, this is most important, what you do here, you go get a dime piece. And you talk them in to having a three-way with your guy. So, I'm talking about a real dime piece. And I'm talking some nasty, stinky, hot, I need to tell somebody sex. That's what you do.
What's up with you in three-ways?
Not one time did I interrupt you when you was talking.
You sure didn't. Go.
Not one time did I interrupt you when you was talking.
You always interrupt me when I'm talking off the mic.
See, This is why I pressed the goddamn button. Yeah, I'm, you know what? Turn your mic off. Alright. Back to what I was saying. Her mic is now off. Roxanne, you gotta pack your shit, you got your dime piece, and you do your three-way. Now, when you're in the middle of the three-way, make sure you go first. Make sure you get fucked first. This is very important. Have sex with your man first. And then, let the dime piece chime in. Let him get all into that. And then what you do, you say you finna go get some water. Then you just take your shit. You take your bags. You just sneak out the back. You sneak out the back. In a fucking relationship. And that is the least painful way to break up with somebody. Least painful way to break up with somebody. And he couldn't say shit. You're a hero. You're a hero, Roxanne.
Wow.
He couldn't. The second he tells someone, he's gonna say, look, my girl broke up with me. What'd she do? She offered me a three-way with a highly attractive, beautiful woman and left me the number and some shit else wasn't working out, but you got a three-way out of it and you get the hotter, better girl. The fuck is wrong with that? Everyone wins. It's the least painful way to break up with someone. Boom. That's how you do that, Roxanne.
That was a horrible, horrible answer.
So getting people ass whooped is better. What was so wrong with my answer?
First of all, what if she not into the three-way thing?
She ain't gotta be. She finna go. It's not really a three-way. She got fucked first.
So are they running a train on him?
Huh?
Are they running a train on him?
What? No. That's a three-way. And that's not even a real three-way because both of them ain't in the room. She get fucked first, and then when the other girl wants to join in, she just kind of having to get some water and walk out while he's in the middle of the old hotness.
What if that doesn't work?
What? Who the fuck would turn that shit down?
It's some guys that do not like the lesbian girl on girl.
That never happened. See?
No, I'm just saying the three-way thing. Some guys do not like that.
They're gay.
How?
They're gay. And then on top of
that. You don't like it?
That's bullshit. If you had attractive friends.
Wow. What about your friends?
Oh man, they're all monsters. I got to throw it out there. All of them are.
No, not one of your friends make me want to have a three-way.
Well, not one of my friends make me want to have a three-way either.
They're not supposed to.
They're all fucking
monsters. Then
y'all,
it'll be a big sausage fest and one girl.
They're all monsters. But anyway, the girl-on-girl thing never happened because while he's in the middle of that, he's like really going to town on that. She dip out and go get some water. Then when she go get some water, he's so busy. Well, he is preoccupied. To even notice she left. Until it's all said and done. I call that a winner, Roxanne. Roxanne, that's what you do. And,
Oh, Roxanne.
What? You...
Just be honest with him. Just tell him. Just tell him how you feel. No, without a three-way.
No.
Just sit him down. Do not do it at your house. Because you don't break up with somebody's house today. And they break up all your stuff.
Did I just not say go to his house?
Don't go to his house. Go to a neutral location. Take him to Applebee's.
Oh, so you just gonna get these motherfuckers kicked out of Applebee's?
They don't get kicked
out. There's something about Applebee's that make me want to fight people.
Sit them down and say, look, it's not you, it's me.
And you're going to get her punched in the fucking
face.
And
I think it's time for us. We've grown apart. It's just, I really feel that we've grown apart. And I can't fully explore myself if I'm with you. So I think at right now, we should just take a break.
See? Talking about exploring yourself, that's why you get the three-way.
Just tell me you want to take a break.
Okay,
but your break is a permanent break. Don't.
All right, then.
They
can't hear you as good. Well, that's about my time for the show today. As always, you can email me all your questions at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. Justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. You want to get a couple more Facebook friends?
Well, I can be reached at Facebook. Don't plug my mic. Tasha Mack Turner. That's my Facebook name. If you want to hit me up, say something nice. Yeah, I'll be officially a Mac October 9th. Our wedding day, Sam. Yay!
Yeah, that noise. I just turned her mic off one last time. Also, anything else I got to plug here? Still searching for sponsors. We'll get into that later. But as of right now, that's it. JustTalkWithSam@gmail.com with any questions, comments. Podbean. I hope y'all was fucking listening. I did my quota. Hopefully, some women come out of this. If not, well, fuck it.
next week. I'll talk to y'all later.